In the NBA, the Nets appear to be heading back to Brooklyn for Game 6, but things took a turn. With just under 5 minutes to play in the fourth, Nets up 8 points when Miami's defense didn't allow Brooklyn a field goal for over 4 minutes. Nets down 2 points with the ball and 5 seconds to play. Heat didn't even allow an attempt. Eliminated Brooklyn, now awaiting the winner between Indy and D.C. Roger Mason Jr., vice president of the National Basketball Players Association, said on Tuesday with Jim Rome that he spoke with LeBron, and LeBron will boycott games if Donald Sterling was still in the league next season. Well, a day later, yesterday, Roger Mason went to Twitter to say LeBron didn't say anything about boycotting games. The word is Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union will marry in Miami this August. Do or done, Game 6 tonight, live from Obama Land. Pacers up 3-2 on the Wizards. Spurs finished off the Blazers, now awaiting the winner. OKC could close out the Clippers tonight in L.A. KD now MVP. That may help Roc Nation out with some of their negotiating of these deals. Of course, the Sprint deal and the BBVA deal are being renegotiated as we speak, and we also heard the Gatorade deal fell apart because of cash. Steve Kerr carried Phil Jackson. Yeah, he did. Signed on to coach the Warriors and not the Knicks. Kerr from California said he wanted to stay on the West Coast, not to mention G-State has a much better team than the Knicks. Pardon the interruption. Not going anywhere anytime soon. ESPN signed Will Bond and Tony Kornheiser to extensions. That show started back in 2001. Broadway Joe thinks that Michael Vick is the best option at QB for the Jets. Added, Geno is talented, but we've all seen what Michael Vick can do. Michael Sam guaranteed some dough, signed a reality deal with Oprah. Owen was even present when he was drafted. They will follow him as he tries to make the Rams roster. Good news, Boise State cleared by the NCAA to help the homeless football player. Panthers Greg Hardy called 911 to say his girlfriend attacked him with her heel. Well, her story, totally different. According to her, he picked her up and slammed her on the bathroom floor, then picked her up and tossed her and slammed her on a couch that was full of loaded guns, then threatened to kill her.
Wow.
I don't know which one is true, but just know the police locked him up. I'm Super Ken with the sports straight from the streets.